Today marks Juneteenth, now a federally recognized holiday. It's the day in 1865 when Union General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, to announce that the Civil War had ended and that all people enslaved in Texas and other Confederate states were now free. In Galveston tomorrow, which is officially Juneteenth, there will be an annual parade and a new mural honoring the day. And Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovel has more.
It's sunny and hot when I meet up with public artist Reginald C. Adams in a downtown Galveston parking lot. But it isn't just any old lot.
This was once the Osterman Building, which was the Union Soldier Headquarters. So we would have been inside a building 156 years ago. And it was in that building that General Order Number 3 was issued.
In front of us is a colorful 5,000-square-foot mural where some of Adams' creative team are touching up large painted words at the bottom that read Absolute Equality, the mural's name.
Within General Order Number 3, it states that all enslaved blacks will be free and have absolute equality.
The mural features a series of scenes that Adams calls portals. He describes each one.
We start with Estevanico. Estevan was a North African explorer, a Moor, who was enslaved by the Spanish government.
Estevanico was shipwrecked in Galveston and is recognized as the first enslaved African in the Americas, says Adams. Other portals show Harriet Tubman, Abraham Lincoln. The largest one shows the signing of General Order Number 3. Black Union soldiers are in the background.
With that issuance of General Order Number 3 came thousands of soldiers, Union soldiers, many colored soldiers that essentially spread throughout Texas, spread throughout this part of the area to force slave owners, property owners, human traffickers to release more than 250,000 enslaved blacks throughout the state of Texas.
That scene is Samuel Collins III's favorite part of the mural, a project he's taken the lead on. He's a historian and co-founder of the Juneteenth Legacy Project.
It's not a piece of paper that freed the enslaved people of Texas, but it was the men with the guns that arrived in the blue uniforms, 75% of them being in black bodies.
Collins has been attending Juneteenth celebrations in Galveston since he was a kid and says those black troops are often forgotten.
These patriots that helped to save America, that helped to save the Union, and helped to bring Texas back into compliance under the American flag, they have for too long been left out of the story.
That's why inside the building with a mural painted on it is the Juneteenth Legacy Project headquarters, where Collins can help visitors dive deeper into the history of Juneteenth.
Individuals have been able to come inside and see the art exhibit and hear more of the story, because behind the paint and the plaster are the bricks that were laid by the enslaved individuals for the building.
The Juneteenth Legacy Project has also promoted education through an art and literacy contest for area schools. They also invited art students in nearby Lamarck, Texas, to participate in the mural, like 18-year-old DeMarcus Hurt, who spent a day with the muralists.
It was good. It was amazing. It was different from any artist that I've seen or met.
Hurt and his classmates met with the artistic team and created art that now makes up a section of the Juneteenth mural in Galveston.
Feels good. I'm really proud of myself that I got to do that. That's something that I think I'm going to remember forever.
Even on a slow-moving weekday, the mural turns heads in Galveston. While I was interviewing Reginald C. Adams, people passing by would stop and take a look. Some told Adams how much they liked it.
You know, before we got here, this was a blank wall.
Mm-hmm.
And now, whether you like it or not, whether you believe in the story or not,
it doesn't matter.
I believe it's beautiful.
But the best part, I'm going to be honest, the best part of the entire thing and all the intricacies and the detail, absolute equality. That is the best part of it.
Thank you, baby.
That is absolutely.
Adams says he hasn't gotten any hate, even though it may ruffle feathers of some Southerners who relate to the Confederacy.
There's people that with Confederate flags in their storefronts to this date on this street, stepfoots away from here. So do they buy into this whole picture? No, but do they buy into the beauty of it? Absolutely.
He says during the month his team was painting, they got lots of praise.
And there would, on weekends, be hundreds of people taking pictures, taking selfies, shouting us out, people honking. And to receive that type of affirmation of what you're doing, it's just a beautiful feeling.
As for Samuel Collins III, he says he's ecstatic about how Juneteenth's legacy will grow with this project, and he's excited about it becoming a national holiday.
This story is too important to be kept a secret, and it's too important to the healing of America and to the repair work that needs to be done so that we could be a better country going forward.
For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Trovall reporting from Galveston, Texas.